I just want to say that, like, for anybody that does content or is like a content creator for their job, you guys would understand that it is so frustrating to be somebody who is content creating and who's up and coming, and first of all, be kind of like surrounded by people that don't content create. It's just not the move. Like, that's one thing I've realized. You have to be surrounding yourself with the people that are doing either what you want to do or that are doing what you're doing better than you can do it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're surrounding yourself with people that know less than you or that are doing less than you, you're gonna fall behind. And this goes for every niche, not just like the content creator pool, but like every single type of career path that you could take. So my advice for anybody getting started in their career path, or anybody that's looking to switch career paths, etc., break into like a new industry and be the stupidest person in the room. And don't be afraid to be the stupidest person in the room. Don't be afraid to know less and to be doing less, because you'll learn when you surround yourself by people who are doing more. I cannot tell you guys how frustrating it was for me to do more than everyone around me and have everybody's like negative energy come my way, because they couldn't possibly fathom how I was doing what I was doing. They couldn't possibly fathom why I was so interested in business, why I was so interested in doing my own thing, why I loved content creating and how I was able to content create. And hey, why can't you just be like the rest of us? Like, that is such boring energy to me. That is so boring. And that just doesn't sit right with me or anyone else who's ambitious. And I think that people should be honestly willing to look stupid and to look unsuccessful, because you know that you're building something if you are the stupidest person in the room, because then you can learn from everyone else around you. Guys, if you are the smartest person in the room, you need to leave. Like, you need to get out, you know? I found myself the smartest person in many rooms, and I left all of them, including friendships, relationships, people. Like, I don't care. Like, I will leave. Like, I literally am on a mission forward and upward, and I wish to surround myself with people who are the same. And this has nothing to do with, like, oh, like, okay, this is another thing too that'll come your way. If you are trying to build and become, you will get people saying like, oh, like, she thinks she's better than us, or who does she think she is? Bro, like, I think that I'm trying to go up. You know what I mean? And like, I think that you're not. And that's it. It's not about better or worse. Like, if you think that I'm better than you, maybe I am, because you believe it. It's your truth. You know what I mean? So like, you're going to believe your own truth. So that's your truth. My truth is different. My truth is that I'm just doing me, and that I'm trying to be the best possible version of myself for this current timeline that I'm sitting on. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to climb and be better in the ways that I see fit for the industry that I'm trying to break into. Like, this whole notion of like trying to pull each other down and pull each other back, and oh, like, she thinks she's better than us. Like, stay broke. Like, stay broke. Like, I'm not talking about financially. Broke is a condition of the mind, not the pocket. You know what I mean? This is LB, baby. This is Zaddy Luke Belmar. That's what he says. You know what I mean? Like, and he's right, because it's the truth. And, you know, like, I talk about abundance and wealth and stuff like that because I like to educate and discuss around these topics. But small-minded individuals will find these topics threatening to talk about. If you are not comfortable talking about money, it's because you have a poverty mindset. Because you're not comfortable talking about money. So get comfortable talking about money and try to break out of that poverty mindset. Like, why? Why is it an uncomfortable discussion to talk about money? Why? Why is it a pain point for people? Because they're lacking in money, because they're struggling in money. Well, stop letting that be your story. Stop letting that be your narrative. Do you see where I'm coming from? I'm coming from a place that is yearning to break you out of the place that you're in, which could be potentially poverty mindset. Like, you can't get from point A to B by staying in point A. You have to feel your way to point B. You have to pretend you're in point B. You have to look, talk, act, walk like you're in point B. This is manifestation, guys. This is actually what manifesting is. Like, people don't understand that manifesting is something that we all have the power to do. But if you're afraid of something, how can you manifest a good outcome from it? Like, if you're afraid about talking about money, How can you manifest a positive outcome around money? You have a fear block against receiving it. You have a fear block against discussing it. You have a fear block against receiving information about it. This is another thing too. It's not that people are uneducated or dumb or in poverty or quote unquote poor or whatever. No, my friend. It's just that you're lacking certain information. It's just about information. And then once you have the right information, what can you do with that information? Then you take action on the information you've received, right? So, like, that's just the name of the game. You just have to seek out the right information. Seek out people online that can help you get the right information. There's no shortage of information out there. You just have to find the right type of information for your circumstance or situation. That's it. That's it. Nobody is like less than anybody else or lacking in comparison to anyone else. That's the biggest thing I've realized too. It's like, focus on yourself, focus on what you can do, focus on getting the right information for you and your circumstances, and then take action. This whole thing about like, yeah, I'm afraid to talk about like things that could potentially help me, or I'm jealous of this person who's doing more than me. Like, so much of that bullshit is rampant in the world. And it's sad because the people that are stuck in those mentalities, they never get anywhere. Jealousy will never get you anywhere, anywhere. It'll keep you stuck. Bro, you're not going to hear this from anyone except me. With love, I tell you this. Because I know how horrible it feels to be on the other side of that. Imagine you grow up with someone and they surpass you in literally everything in life. You're going to hate them. You're going to hate them. You can ask me about this. I've been public enemy number one in like a lot of people's heads for like literally no reason, simply because I'm motivated and ambitious, and that's it. And I have goals and I actually work towards my goals. So that makes me public enemy number one. Good. That means you need to work a little bit and keep listening to my shit so you can kind of open up new windows in your brain. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Lovingly, like a parent, I say this to you, okay? Like, I am all kinds of things. I am unapologetically myself, and I am exuberant, and I'm a little wacky, and I'm a little whatever. But I'm strict and I'm serious about getting people to wake up. That's one thing that I'm, you know, very serious about, and I care because I know how bad it sucks. I know how bad it sucks to be on the other side of someone's good life and thinking that like you can never get there. Guys, I was down and out, sick as a dog, with like so many like random like little issues that happened because I was depressed. I literally attracted negative experiences into my life because I was so depressed, because I was looking at everything that I couldn't have and thinking I couldn't have it. No, you can have it. I want you guys to look at things you don't have and think they have it. I can have it too. And this goes for anything. This goes for anything like health, wealth, relationships, etc. And another thing about me as well is like, just to dive into my story a little bit, is that like I'm somebody that sees possibilities in everything, which makes it kind of hard for me to like pinpoint exactly what I want. You know, like my intuition is there, but then my working mind is so much working and it's so overactive that like I've had to put that on the back burner and be like, okay, no, what do I intuitively want? Or who do I intuitively love? You know, like, who do I really want to be with? You know, like, what do I really want to do? You know, or even like, what kind of person do I really need to like be around? You know, it's like the intuition knows, and the intuition like should be listened to, not the working mind. Because for so long, my working mind was like, no, Seema, you can't do that. Like, you're not this enough, or you can't have that. You're not that enough. Or no, you can't be with this person. Like they're not good for you. Like, whatever. Well, maybe they're not good for me because they're triggering me into growing, you know, which is a thing. Or maybe they're just really not good for me. You know, time will tell. Like, time will tell for all these things. But all we can do is jump in. Like, that's the thing for me, because I'm such a thinker and an overthinker. It's really hard for me to just jump into anything. So when I do jump in, it's like I jump in, but I'm scared, you know? And then at the first sight of like danger, like I run, cause I'm like, oh no, like I jumped into the wrong thing. But but the key is to just keep going, to just keep pushing forward. So guys, I have seen so much failure, man. Like I've seen so much failure in like relationships, business, like money, like this, that. But then I like found the secret formula to hop on the come up. You know what I mean? Of like each of these things. So like now, like I can talk about this because I know how it feels to be down and I know how it feels to like get yourself up. Ugh, there's so much beauty in self-belief, guys. Like there's so much beauty in trusting yourself and trying and pushing forward. And even if you do fail, you learn and you take the lesson and you build somewhere else. Like that's it. That's all you can do. And business will make you really resilient. You know, doing your own thing will make you really resilient. By the way, a quick plug. I just got an email from somebody about a coaching call next week. They took my free slot. So I posted on Twitter. I was like, hey guys, I have a free slot for a coaching call next week. So she just emailed me. I'll read it to you. And she was like, hey, I noticed that you have a free thing open. Can I book it? So basically, I'm hopping on a free call with Angie next week. And we're going to have some fun and we're going to talk about manifestation and being in our dream reality. She wants to talk about her dream job. Please let me know what time you're available. Like, guys, book a call with me. I will help you. Faux free, faux paid, baby. This is what I do. You know what I mean? And anybody who just like wants to just connect, you can for sure book a call. So yeah, that's what we're on right now. And anything else I wanted to drop in this podcast? That's pretty much it. Guys, abundance mentality. Remember it. Okay. If no one's here to scold you today into alignment, it's going to be me. Okay. Like I, you know, with a lot of love, I love you guys. Like, I love people that, you know, interact with me. And I just really want to make sure that we are all on the same page with the fact that we can have anything we want, anything we want. Okay. I love you guys. So yeah, book a call with me. You can find me on Instagram at SEEMAGENCHE. You can also find me on YouTube and on Twitter at that same handle. Both of those are the same handle. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.